Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Grecian's Gossip. I'm joined by the usual crowd, David Byram.
Hello.
Dan Clark.
Hello.
And Jamie Hawkins.
Hello.
Plenty to discuss, so let's crack on. I guess the only place to start, really, the thrill draw with Forest Green Rovers in the Cup last weekend. Quite a game. David, you were there covering it for us. What did you make of it?
I've seen some crazy City games in the past season and a half, you know, coming back from 3-0 down against the Oval, the games against Carlisle, but I think that was up there with one of the craziest, to be honest. Just the, you know, 2-1, quite a tight, edgy game, and suddenly both teams just went hell for leather in the last 5 minutes, and it was mental how, you know, Forest Green suddenly tore City's defence to pieces twice. Well, actually, I say twice. The first one was, you know, their second goal was a really, you know, well-worked piece of play from Christian Deutsch, and the third goal was just bizarre in the fact that City pushed every player apart from two, including Christopher, forward for a corner, and Forest Green left four up, and everyone was sat there thinking, well, hang on, what if Forest Green clear the ball? And when the corner didn't beat the first man, that's exactly what they did. So yeah, at that point, you know, City going out, but then City score with a header from Jaden Stockley, and you know, they could have won it in the last minute through Jake Taylor having Stockley off the line. So it's proper end-to-end stuff, a proper cup tie, and you know, a thoroughly enjoyable game as well.
I wonder if they've been watching Jose Mourinho. I think that's a Mourinho tactic, isn't it? Put players, when you're up against a team that's good in the air, put plenty of players up of your own players up on the halfway line. So
they seem to work.
Really,
yeah,
up there. Draw, was that fair, do you think? Or
probably just about. You know, Forest Green, the better side in the first half, although City had a couple of chances themselves. Second half, City better, but you know, Forest Green always looked dangerous on the break, and you know, with Christian Deutsch, got a brilliant striker who can, you know, score quite a lot of goals. So all round fair result, I think. Yeah.
Jamie, you were at the match as well. 3-3 again. You think that was fair?
Yeah. As Dave said, I think Forest Green dominated the first half, and 1-0 at half time. It's cold. It's wet. It's an open terrace. Getting pretty wet, thinking it's
good old fashioned cup time.
Yeah, it's going to be a long drive home. And then, yeah, you know, turn the game on its head, looking like we're going to see the game out, and then all of a sudden, you know, two late goals from Forest Green, and you know, Stockley levelled the tie, and then should have nicked it, you know, with the last kick of the game. So it was a complete rollercoaster of emotions. And, you know, he's hoping to, well, perhaps not hoping, a similar result in the replay next week.
Dan, you weren't at the match, but I mean, how happy do you think Paul Tisdale will be with that?
I suspect you'd be, if you're 2-1 up, pretty much going into the 90th minute and you're in a replay, you're always, you know, very unhappy that you've thrown it away, you've conceded late goals. But then if you're 3-2 down in the 92nd minute and you've got a replay, you'd take that any day. I think he'd be disappointed, I think, more than anything, that the fact that they conceded three goals. You know, you'd have probably taken a 1-1 draw. You feel is a better result than a 3-3 draw, because, you know, you've thrown it away a little bit there, particularly the way it looked like they had the game under control, you know, at 2-1. And then it all went horribly wrong at the end. And I mean, you know, incredible. You know, just trying to, you know, just following it off Twitter at the time, and you sort of think, what's going to happen? What's going on here? Another goal, and then, you know, the equaliser, and then cleared off the line, and then another chances as well. So it turned into a proper cup tie, when I think he perhaps would have hoped for a little bit more game management from the side, you know, from his side, the 2-1 to see it out. But you know, once it got to 2-2, you know, make sure that whatever happens, Forest Green stay on two. And if you nick a late goal, great, but don't concede. But I suppose if you at the start of it, you'd have taken, you know, Forest Green at home, you'd probably have fancied that one as a tie to win. So it's still probably City are the favourites to go through. They feel like they've probably got away with one a little bit there, that they they should have been out of the cup, and it's Forest Green actually who've missed the chance really to go through. And you'd expect them to beat Forest Green at home in the cup and still get through to the third round, but I suppose it's a game that really Paul Tisdale probably is thinking, we shouldn't be playing this, we should have got the job done first time round.
Mm. You'd have thought they'd be disappointed now if they didn't progress, frankly.
You'd think so. I mean, they beat them comfortably away in the league earlier. They're much higher in the league. I know they've turned it around. They've got the form back a little bit. Christian Doidge, as we're saying, scoring a lot of goals. But I would, you'd think every single bookmaker will have Exeter as favourites to win on Tuesday night next week. And you'd expect. I think the City fans would probably also expect them, to go through and win. Obviously, there's got to get through this weird Tuesday night record this season. They've lost every single home game on a Tuesday night, which, six or seven I think they've played now, which is a slight concern, but I think you think that's more fluke than anything, actually.
Yeah. David? David, do you agree with that? City, on paper, certainly favourites for that one?
Yeah, I think so. They're at home, they have played well at home, apart from the Tuesday nights. I think we probably saw more positives for City on Saturday than we did for Forest Green. Although Forest Green scored three goals, as I said, they were gifted one, and the other, while smart play from Christian Doidge, it did rely on the ball sort of being deflected into the path of the guy who tapped it home from close range for their equaliser. And City kept changing formations, and they kept surprising Forest Green in that respect. And when they went all out attack, they were well on top. So I think going into second, I can't see it being as open, because Forest Green have got a very good pitch, as Paul Tisdale said, and City's pitch is a little sort of boggier at the moment because they didn't get a chance to relay it in the summer due to the playoffs and the redevelopment. So it'd probably be a bit more of a sort of, not a tighter affair, I'd say, but I think City are definitely favourites, yeah.
Mm. Will the extra game concern Tisdale at all as well, do you think?
I would have said so if it was a week later, but because then you're going to get into the festive period. But they have got, they've got the Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, then a week off until Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, Monday. So it's not as congested as it could be, to be honest. So I'm sure, BT Sport have only selected one game to be on TV as a replay, which is a bit bizarre because they allocated about three slots to replays. So which probably says all you need to know about what they think about the other replays. But I think Paul Tisdale's probably glad it's not being moved to replay, because that would have been a Thursday night, and that would have impacted on Stevenage at home. I'm not sure the extra game now will concern Paul Tisdale too much. And if they win, they've got the carrot of West Brom in the next round.
I mean, Jamie, we'll talk about West Brom. I mean, that's how good a draw is that for City, you think, in terms of teams you want if you make it through to the third round, obviously?
Yeah, I think in the third round you always want a Premier League team. Of course you want, the big boys, Liverpool, Man United, Chelsea.
You're saying about West Brom?
boing boing. It's a Premier League team, so you've always got the glamour of that. Choosing being at home makes it a potential televised fixture, which of course bring an extra income for the club. But I think with the state of the ground at the moment, with just two stands, it's going to be quite tight should we go for. I think a lot of fans would have preferred it was away at the Hawthorns, but West Brom, they're a struggling side. Alan Pardew's got a reputation he did at Newcastle, with cup games that they prioritise the league, and given the position they're in, they'll probably play a pretty weak team, so there's a chance of an upset there. It's a good draw because it's a Premier League team. That's who you want to get first and foremost. It would have been better if it was away, I think, with bigger ground and bigger away following as well, another ground for a lot of fans to tick off. But being at home, it's a great chance for an upset.
Mm. Dan, I mean, assuming City negotiate Forest Green Rovers in the replay, West Brom pleased with that, you think?
I sort of look at it from a slightly different perspective. Much, you know, the draw you want is really the lowest ranked team at home, and then you'll take the big boys in the quarterfinals when there's no one left. But you know, the Liverpool and the Man United games obviously were great as a fan, but actually at the end of it, you still lost the match, which is, you know, still a slight, you know, not really the feeling you want to come away with. But you know, it's West Brom. It's a winnable tie, I think. You'd say it's not one. You know, it's not like, you know, they're not in great form. I don't think they haven't won since, you know, August. So, you know, you kind of feel Pardew's, his main task this season is 17th in the Premier League, and you can see him making, you know, 10, 11 changes, bringing, you know, a reserve team down. Obviously, it's still going to be a good West Brom side, even if they do make 11 changes. As we saw in the League Cup, I think it's Charlton, they made 9 or 10 changes, and they were the better side against Exeter, and they're only in the division above.
And we can see from Kane Wilson and Carl Edwards the sort of standard that the West Brom reserves are as well.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, you'd look at it and you'd go, probably more of a chance of winning than if you did say, you know, draw Man United or, you know, Arsenal or someone like that. But you'd probably go into it, you know, sort of hoping you can, you know, nick a draw, nick a win, rather than actually, you know, expecting anything in too much. But you know, it's a home tie, and that's, you know, you've got the home tie, you've got a chance at the very least of, you know, turning them over, potentially getting a replay at the Hawthorns. Obviously, you've got to get past Forest Green first, so you know, you can't look. Paul Tisdall aspect will definitely send his players, you know, you can't even think about West Brom at this stage. You haven't got West Brom yet. We've still got to beat Forest Green to get there. But you know, it's a tie that, you know, it's a Premier League tie. There'll be a little bit more of attention. I think there's enough games that are more televisable than it as well. So, you know, you'll probably still, you know, stay at that 3 o'clock Saturday kickoff, and it gives City a chance to test themselves against, you know, a Premier League, you know, reserve team, so to speak, which, as we've seen from the Premier League Cup this season, actually they're perfectly capable of beating Premier League reserve teams.
Excellent. Fourth round, bring it on then. Yeah, I mean, exactly as you said, sort of looking at that Premier League Cup match against Brighton. I mean, David, you were there, 4-1 win, very positive from everything we've heard.
Yeah, really positive. I mean, you know, you could look at it and think, well, Craig Wibben and Jordan Tilson and Carl Edwards are playing, so it's quite a strong City reserve lineup. But at the same time, Brighton had a right back who played twice against Roma in the Europa League last season, and they had a guy they spent £2 million on in the summer on the bench. So yeah, that wasn't a sort of 16-year-old all-round Brighton side. It was a decent Brighton side, but City just, you know, played well. They kept their shape. They were disciplined. Brighton had a lot of the ball, but they couldn't create chances because of that sort of discipline from City. And on the counter of that, they were just lethal. You know, Matt Jay and Edwards in particular looked great, and it was probably the best I've seen Jack Sparks play for a while on the wing as well. He put in some great crosses. And Alex Byrne in the middle, I've seen him twice in the space of a week now against Chelsea under 23s as well. And he looks like he's developing into a really good player. So, all round positives for City, yeah.
How much can you read into that, a result like that, do you think?
It's difficult, really, because, you know, Brighton had beaten Sunderland 5-0 in their first game, and Sunderland were top of the group because they'd beaten City and Hull. So, you know, I think everyone went into the game expecting Brighton to be a strong side. And they were a decent side, but at the same time, in their previous games, they had former MK Dons and West Ham player Sam Baldock up front. So it's difficult to say because, you know, teams feel such dramatically different lineups each week. But I think the fact that City have beaten a Premier League side so comfortably is definitely positive, yeah.
Mm, absolutely. Well, I mean, looking ahead, Colchester this weekend. Jamie, what are your thoughts on that one? You think City will be optimistic at 3 points?
Yeah, I think so. In decent form as of late. I think Colchester about mid-table-ish. I don't really know what their expectations are. You know, they were in League One a couple of seasons ago, so maybe they're trying to get promoted again. But you know, City are in, we'll go in, you know, in good spirits, given the Forest Green game last week. I think the main focus would be not to focus on the replay, because that could, you know, perhaps distract them, the fact that they've got a chance to play a Premier League team in the next round. So I'm sure Tisdale will be making sure the players are fully focused on Colchester on Saturday. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a tough game. It's a long trip, but, you know, City are used to it over the years. Won their last season as well, of course. Robbie Simpson. his career highlight, perhaps. So, yeah, it'll be a tough game, but, you know, we're in good form at the moment. You know, Jonas Stockley's coming to real, you know, goals at the moment. Was the hero last weekend. Expect him to lead the attack again. You know, Ryan Holley came in at in the second half, and, you know, Tisdale changed the system, which paid dividends in the end. He might play that again, 4-3-3. So, yeah, I think you've got to be looking at 3 points against a team that I think they lost at Notts County last week, although it was a narrow defeat. So, yeah, it's going to be a tough game, but, yeah, I'd fancy City.
Mm. David, you wrote the preview for this week's paper. What can you tell us about Colchester? What sort of threat do they pose?
They look a decent side, a solid side. They sit at mid-table at the moment, but they were in this position this time last season and ended up only a couple of points off the playoffs. And, you know, if Carl Lowell hadn't beaten City on the final day of the season, they would have been in the playoffs. So I think that shows that they pose a threat. And they had last season, at the game last season, they were, you know, they really threw everything at City towards the end of the game. So I think it shows that they sort of pose that threat. Yeah. But at the same time, I don't think City needs to go there fearing anything. You know, they're the in full team. They're the team higher in the table. So go there looking for 3 points, I think. Mm.
Dan, can you see Tiz sort of having one eye on the FA Cup replay as well? Will that affect his selection at all, do you think?
I wouldn't have thought it would be, unless, you know, I suppose, you know, the first thing he's thinking, I suppose the main priority for City this season is probably promotion rather than any kind of cup run. They're not in a position where it's financially desperate that they get the money from the cup, and having missed out on the playoff final last season, you know, you really want to go up this season if you can. So I would imagine he's going to go pretty much as strong as he possibly can, you know, potentially anyone, you know, who's, you know, got a slight knock about them, they might, you know, he might take, you know, rest them or rotate them out and bring players in. But I'd be, you know, surprised if it was anything other than, you know, a full strength side, you know, one or two changes tops, but that would be more, you know, tactical than, you know, than resting players. I mean, I can't recall Paul Tisdale ever really, you know, rest, you know, making wholesale changes to rest players, you know, for cup ties. Even when you had that Liverpool game a couple of years ago, you know, he was still going pretty much full strength the matches before the, you know, the first tie and then the replay. It's arguably the trip to Liverpool where he made the wholesale changes for that one. So I would, you know, it's not ever been the style from him in the past. I'd expect, you know, potentially one or two changes for the, you know, the game, but that would just be, you know, purely, you know, either tactical or, you know, injuries. If say Kane Wilson's, you know, not 100% fit, someone else might, you know, might be forced to go back to, you know, a back four with Sweeney at right back, or, you know, or as a right wing back potentially. You know, probably still a game so too soon for Harley or Tilson to start. He might, you know, give them another, you know, run off the bench before coming in, and, you know, that would be it really. There's no one else really pushing off the, you know, you feel, you know, desperately, you know, is likely to start. So you know, one change, two changes tops from the weekend, I'd expect, but that'd be tactical rather than, you know, resting players.
That how you see it as well, David, with your thought?
Yeah, I think Kane Wilson's the biggest doubt after he rolled his ankle against Forest Green, but apart from that, I think every player seems to be fit. Ryan Harley has been training for a while, and I think he could He could come back in if Paul Tisdale was looking to make changes, because he played really well in the second half against Forest Green. But at the same time, it's a case of who do you drop for him, and there's not really many options. I guess he could drop Kane Wilson and then move Piers Sweeney across to right back, but I think that's sort of tinkering for the sake of tinkering, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, you caught up with Paul Tisdale, so let's have a listen to what he has to say about the game.
I do think it's a nice, very nice stadium. So we all enjoy going there, playing football against a good team. I've got respect for the manager and his team there. So always a good place to play football, and off the back of a couple of good performances, game against Accrington and the performance against Forest Green. You know, I'm nicely positive about the team playing well again.
Right, that was Paul Tisdale talking there. I think we'll wrap things up with a few predictions. David, we'll start with you. How can you see that one panning out? City, Colchester.
I'll go 2-1 City, which seems to be my favourite result at the moment.
Dan, what are you saying?
I'm going to go for a 1-1 draw.
1-1 draw. And Jamie?
Narrow 1-0 City win.
1-0. Fairly optimistic then, 2 wins out of 3. So, well, we'll reconvene next week and see how they pan out. Thanks very much for joining us, and hope you can join us next week for another edition of Grecian's Gossip.